Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Kind of a tough week, especially for the soybeans this week. We'll talk more about that here in a moment. First of all, give us the numbers from yesterday. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Yeah, it was definitely a tough week for us. Kind of something to be expected with where we're at season-wise. But it looks like week over week on the nearby corn closing down 10.5 cents, new crop corn closing down 10.25 cents, on the nearby beans down 47.75 cents, and new crop beans down 38.5 cents. And then looking out at that Kansas City nearby March wheat board down 8.5 cents week over week, and the nearby the new crop July wheat board down 9.5 cents week over week. So kind of a rough week. Something we expect, you know, on a shortened holiday week, that kind of thing. So not super surprising, not exactly what we wanted to see, though.
Yeah, like you said, it was a tough week, and it's tough to take a look at that. But, you know, let's put the recent move and just kind of these chart formations into perspective. What do they look like now, and kind of put that in perspective where we were last year at this time?
Yeah, you know, if you think about where we were at with beans last year, so we were sitting the end of 2015 looking into new crop 2016 beans. So this point in time last year, 2016 beans were trading in that 885 to 890 range. So we're still 90 cents higher than we started last year. And a lot of us did get started, you know, the 1st of January looking at locking in some beans. Because at that point, we were fearful we were going to 8, 7. We don't want to talk about those other numbers we thought we might be going to on beans. We're kind of set up this year that if acres change a lot, we could potentially be going backwards as well. So just keep it in mind that, like, even though we've lost, you know, 40-odd cents here in the last week, this is our first significant down week in about the last month and a half. We're still 90 cents better than where we started last year. These are still numbers that we can work with. They're not ideal. They're not great. We all wish we would have done the highs that we saw here in the last couple weeks on beans. But, you know, woulda, shoulda, coulda, we've got to make decisions that make sense for each of our operations. So if this is still a number that works into the operation and can minimize risk going forward, then it's something that should be, you know, seriously thought about at this point in time. Our two nearby resistance level on beans, you know, we really haven't traded much lower than a 980 futures on the NOVE 17 beans since about mid-October. So that's going to be kind of our nearby. We closed at 981 and a quarter yesterday. So if we can stay above that 980, that's going to be really key. The next level is really that 960, and that does start, 960 futures does start looking like a sub-$9 cash at some point. But those are kind of our two nearby resistance levels on beans that you really need to keep track of. You know, if we can bounce around in this 980 mark, but we can't seem to close below it for any sort of, you know, trend, then that's a real telling sign. It's good. It's, at the same time, if you look over on the December 2017 corn, we really haven't seen a close below 370 since the end of September. Now, Friday, we did close at 376 and a quarter. And with as slowly as the corn market's been moving, we could sit here for a little while and stay above that 370 range, which I think is really, really important for corn. If we can stay above 370, it seems like corn might be a little bit more promising than we all thought. You know, the other big thing that's playing into the ag markets, there's a new president coming in the next month, and speculators and funds have put money back into markets that they, you know, want to take a chance on. And at this point in time, we've got a decent-sized spec position in both corn and beans that are long, which is very surprising to see them on both the same side of the market for both of these commodities. But we're long corn, we're long beans, and the funds have put their money back in there. So it's very interesting to see that. We could continue to see funds buy in at these lower levels. The one thing that will really affect us is if we get any sort of signals that we are sustaining a downtrend, funds selling off will move that market further south. So that's something to just keep in mind. I don't think it's a huge deal right now. I think the most important thing that's going to drive us for the next couple weeks is this bean market, specifically around whether or not South America gets the rain they need. And we all, you know, we all know how the weather works. It's up one day, down the next. So the market's up one day, now the next. So we'll continue to see here in the next couple weeks whether South America, specifically parts of Argentina and northern Brazil, get the rain that they need. This is the time when they're filling pods. You know, it's essentially it's the most important time of the year for beans down there. So we'll see what happens with weather. We may be able to get some premium back in if they don't get the rain like they need.
All right, very interesting stuff. Thank you so much for the conversation. Have a good weekend, okay there, Heather?
You too, Chad. Thanks.
Thank you. Again, that's Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, call toll-free 866-574-2724. They also have the website. It's agriskconsulting.net. Here on the Rural Radio Network, that's a recap of this week's markets. Have a good weekend. Talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.